With pressure mounting both at home and abroad for aggressive U.S. intervention in the Middle East, President Bush announced today that he's sending in his top diplomat. Secretary of State Colin Powell will head to the region next week. The announcement, made in the White House Rose Garden, comes on the seventh day of a massive Israeli military offensive against the Palestinians, launched after a Passover suicide bombing. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
With Secretary Powell at his side, President Bush talked about the Middle East crisis for almost 20 minutes. He said, "The storms of violence cannot go on. Enough is enough." Mr. Bush reiterated his belief that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has much to answer for. He said Arafat has not done enough to stop terrorism, and the situation of the Palestinian people, Mr. Bush said, is of Arafat's own making. But then the president appealed to Israel.
"To lay the foundations of future peace, I ask Israel to halt incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas and begin the withdrawal from those cities it has recently occupied."
It was the first time the president had called for the Israelis to pull back. He said he did so as a friend who was concerned about Israel's long-term security. The president also called for a halt to Israeli settlement activity in the occupied territories. But Mr. Bush also put demands on the Palestinians. As the Israelis pull back, he said, the Palestinians must step forward and show the world they're on the side of peace.
"The world expects an immediate ceasefire, immediate resumption of security cooperation with Israel against terrorism, an immediate order to crack down on terrorist networks. I expect better leadership, and I expect results."
Israeli embassy spokesman Mark Regev says his government views the president's statement positively because it stressed a no-tolerance of terrorism policy while pursuing a peace agenda. And Regev said Israel is fully prepared to pull back its forces.
"We said on the first day of this operation that it's a limited operation, limited in scope and limited in time. And we'll be winding it down now. And I expect by the time PAL arrives that we'll have a much more stable situation on the ground. We want the PAL mission to succeed."
Ed Abington, who represents the interests of the Palestinian Authority in Washington, spoke to senior Palestinian leaders this morning. He says they, too, welcome the president's initiative.
"What they are concerned about is that between now and the time that Secretary Powell arrives, that the Israelis not use this time to try to carry out further military operations against the Palestinians."
Mark Regev does not rule out the possibility that the Israeli military offensive could expand before it contracts.
"I know that we might want to use the remaining hours to finish off some of the operations that we've already begun. It's very important that our operation is against the terrorist infrastructure. And we want to make sure that the minute we pull out, that we're not going to be attacked again immediately by suicide bombers. And so while we're there, we'll probably finish off operations. And I think the Americans also understand that."
A senior administration official says the U.S. has set no timetable for the Israeli pullback, but hopes it will be as soon as possible. Despite the concerns about timing and the president's harsh comments about Yasser Arafat, Ed Abington said there was much in the president's speech to please the Palestinians.
"The president came down and criticized each side, I think, for their activities, and has called on both sides to back off. The important thing is that the president focused on security for the Israelis and the political agenda for the Palestinians, and he linked the two for the first time in the past week."
Previously, the administration had focused on the need for a ceasefire before trying to address the political issues underlying the conflict, an approach the Palestinians said was unacceptable. That shift in administration tactics gives the Palestinians hope that Powell will succeed where U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni has not. Zinni is on his third mission to the region trying to bring about a truce. A senior administration official says that Secretary of State Powell will work with Zinni when he visits the Middle East next week. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.